A few of us are gathered here in an unusually cold and empty chapel. We look out across the rows of silent pews and we think of you and your families at this time. We are mindful also of the many who are alone, isolated and afraid. And in spirit, we join with you now in the presence of God. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouths will proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
The reading is from Mark chapter 12. Beginning at verse 28. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them all well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself. This is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask him any question.
Today's reading can be summed up as love God and love people. Firstly, the Bible reminds us that we are all made in God's image and that we will find our true selves, we'll find ultimate meaning and purpose the more we learn to love the one who made us. Whatever good we do, we are to do it for God, reflecting his love for us, acting as it were as his hands and feet. Which brings us to the second commandment, that we are to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. What can we do? With God's help, we can do the best that we can. In these times, that means relatively simple things, such as remembering to thoroughly wash our hands and adhering to social distancing. It means doing our schoolwork. It means helping out at home and asking our parents what we can do to help them. It means prayer for others, especially the sick and those who look after them, the unemployed, the isolated, and the worried. Let us love God and love others, and in so doing, play our part to bring in God's kingdom. And when eventually things go back to normality again, let us be even more grateful for all that we have in each other and in Christ. As we sing a hymn, hymn number 20, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is," it's a cheerful thought to think of many of you at home joining in as we sing hymn 20, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is."
Good as heaven and earth.
Let us pray. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty and all-loving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray to you through Christ the healer, for those who suffer from the coronavirus COVID-19 in Ireland and across the world. We pray too for all who reach out to those who mourn the loss of each and every person who has died, and as a result of contracting the disease. Give wisdom to policymakers, skill to researchers, comfort to everyone in distress, and a sense of calm to us all in these days of uncertainty and distress. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, who showed compassion to the outcast, acceptance to the rejected, and love to those to whom no love was shown. Amen.
Amen.
We have a moment's silence as we bring before God our own thoughts and prayers. We sum up our prayers with the words that Christ himself taught us. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In darkness and in light, in trouble and in joy, help us to trust your love, to serve your purpose, and to praise your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.